Hero girlfriend rescues boyfriend in trouble. Experienced hikers Jessica McNeil and her boyfriend Ryan Osman were taking a Valentine's Day hike through a remote canyon known as the Subway in beautiful Zion National Park in the western U.S. state of Utah. A light snow was falling as the couple enjoyed their hike. Suddenly, Jessica tripped, and her hands and knees fell into quicksand, a mixture of sand and near-freezing water. Ryan tried to calm his girlfriend so she wouldn't struggle and sink in deeper, and as soon as he got her free, he realized that his own leg was sinking into the quicksand, too. Ryan's leg sank in up to his hip, and extracting him proved impossible for the two friends working together. Each time his leg came up a bit, water rushed into the sand, trapping him even more firmly. Eventually, the two realized that their only hope was for Jessica to hike out of the remote area to find a place with cell phone service so she could get help. Jessica knew the only way to save Ryan was to leave him, but leaving him there was the hardest and scariest thing she had ever had to do. Her willingness to attempt this rescue demonstrated enormous courage. Jessica didn't know how long Ryan could survive exposed to such cold and wet conditions, so she left him all the extra warm clothing she had and set off. She wasn't confident she could make this hike alone, or that Ryan could survive where he was. Worried that the winding overland trails would make the trip longer because they didn't run in a straight line, Jessica bravely elected to swim and wade through the rushing waters of the river, because the river traveled in a relatively straight line out of the area. For more than 3 long hours, Jessica heroically maneuvered waist-deep through the frigid water, telling herself, "Ryan would do this for me, and I need to do it for him." Finally, she arrived at a place with cell phone service, called emergency services, and then fainted, exhausted and chilled. In the meantime, things had gone from bad to worse for Ryan, as a winter storm quickly approached while he waited for Jessica to return with help. It became dark, and the winter storm brought 10 centimeters of additional snow. Usually confident, Ryan now began to lose heart, even doubting he would survive. Jessica's call activated a Zion search and rescue team, which began hiking to find the couple. The National Park Rangers quickly found Jessica, who was showing signs of hypothermia from her prolonged exposure to the cold. The Rangers reached Ryan 10 hours later and dug him out, which took another 2 hours. Then the Utah Department of Public Safety dispatched a helicopter to the search and rescue team the following morning, though it took another day before it was able to land because the weather was so windy that it would have been too dangerous. Thankfully, the couple has recovered, and the two friends are happy to be alive. Some facts about quicksand. Quicksand is dangerous because it can be tough to spot. It appears dry on the surface, but it's wet underneath. It's usually found in places near rivers and streams where water and sand mix. Though many of us have a terrifying mental image of quicksand from old movies, quicksand isn't usually as dangerous as most people believe. No matter what people may believe, the truth is that while people and animals can get stuck in quicksand, they actually cannot sink below the surface because their bodies have buoyancy and they float. So what is actually so dangerous about it? People's fear causes them to struggle and lose balance, which can lead to drowning.